Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Beis, and we are Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the sugyas of Mishpatei HaTanaim, and we know the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel regarding Mishpatei HaTanaim. We mentioned yesterday, is it just a machlokas about Tanai Kafel? That's what Rashi held, or is it a machlokas about all the Mishpatei HaTanaim? And that is what Tosfos held. But Rabbi Meir holds that one needs Mishpatei HaTanaim, and that's what we pass on like Rabbi Meir. We saw another machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim, and all the other Rishonim get involved. When do you need Mishpatei HaTanaim? Is it only by Gittin V'Kiddushin, or is it, which is by the context here, or is it by Dini Mamanis also? And that was the Shaila. If it only needed by Gittin V'Kiddushin, how could Eretz Yisrael be the source for the Mishpatei HaTanaim if that's not Kiddushin V'Gerushin? So we said it has to be some type of Isser element by Yerusha, and then it could be a good source for the Gaonim as well. So we're going back and forth with Rayas and Kashas to Rabbi Meir, to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So let's just do the last one again on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Bish, the mother Rabbi Meir, Hainu Dechsev Im Tovu Ushmatem V'Gomer V'Im Tamanu Umarisem V'Gomer. As the pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu, if tovu ushmatim, if you desire and you follow my ways, v'gomer v'im tamanu marisem, and you rebel. And again, as we mentioned, that's the haftarah for Shabbos Chazon, the first parak in Yeshayahu, v'gomer, and finish the pasuk. Elo Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Lama li Yitzchak, why does Yeshayahu Navi have to say both? What if say both ways, even the lav Yitzchak? Sakat adachamina im tovu tova, im tamanu lo tova v'lo ra kamash malan. Right, if you follow the ways of the Torah, it's good, and if not, you would have thought there's neutral kamash malan. Kamash malan, there's no, as all of these, two or three of them said already, there's no parav in avodas Hashem. Right, we either have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and if we're not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, we're not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. There's no neutrality in terms of following Hashem, and that applies to every area of our lives. There's no area of our life that is not encompassed by Avodas Hashem, and there's no area of our lives. There are some times where there's a kiyum, there's a minhag, but that's not in terms of Isser V'Heter. Isser V'Heter is either mutter or it's usser to do. Sometimes it's obligatory to do. But there's nowhere where we could just not choose anything. And that's both awesome in the awesome no ra'im sense, but also an amazing opportunity to be able to every area of our life be able to go up and be able to earn schar. Good. So now the Gemara says, once we quoted that pasuk, my cheref tu'uchlu, right, which is the end of the previous pasuk quoted, what does it mean that they will eat the cheref tu'uchlu, they will be eaten by the sword? Or Rashi says on top, mashma achilaschem hu cherev tihyu nisba'in. Right, so what does that mean? Amarava, milcha gilalnita nahama desari akusha. What does that mean? You have to be able, you'll eat coarse, salty bread, desari, barley, akusha, right, coarse and hard, ubatsli, and onions. That's part of the terrible things that will happen. Damar mar, pas, purni, chareva, bimelach, ubitsalim, this stale, dry, coarse bread with salt, ubitsalim, kashim laguf kacharevos, right? That's like the, causes the guf, it's like swords, right? The Gemara various times give us advice in terms of food, in terms of what's good for you, what's not good for you, right? Here's one of them where the Gemara describes what something that will be part of our punishment that is something that will hurt us. Yeah, it says in Pirkei Avos, pas b'melach tochal, uvayam zaratishta, that's not talking about this type of pas, and also it doesn't say that we have to, but most mefarshim say that means we must be ready to, we must be prepared to eat it, meaning even if, no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the in our pockets, we have to, Be'ez Hashem, serve him to the best of our abilities. But if it comes to this type of bread, this type of besalim, so then it is kashan lukuf. Okay, so that's just the end of that source. Now we go on to the next one, Bishlama. Bishlama, fourth line. Bishlama, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So now we're asking the other way. According to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, who says that you do not need Mishpatei HaTanaim, there's no requirement of Sinai Kafel. Bishlama, according to his shita, Hainu Dechsiv. That's why it says, by Isha Sota, right, yesterday I jumped the gun, right? This is Isha Sota, right? Hainu Dechsiv, Im Lo Shachav Ish Osach. The Kohen is mashbia the woman and says, if no man lay with you, ve'im lo satis tumatachas yisheich, and you did not stray, she had yichud, but she did not do anything more than that, so then Ishech Hinaki, then she will be innocent. So in the Shvua that the Kohen is Bashpia her, he only says one way. He doesn't say the other way. According to Rabbi Meir, he should say the other way. Yes, Rashi points out later on when the Klala is described as it is occurring and what happens, so then both ways are mentioned. Right, that if she's innocent, this will happen, and if she, right, we don't have nix of an Israel Zara, right, she will be able to zochah to have children, and if not, not. But Rashi points out that that's not here by the original Hashba'ah, and that's where we should require the Tnai Kafal according to Rabbi Meir. Right, Rashi says in the third line, Dimishum de Samichle, the Aki Satis Vagomer, Hahula Mafarish Be Klala Ashvua Kamaisa, El Ashvua de Basrei Kai. If you look closely, Vishbiya Kawe, it just says what he's doing. But the actual Hashva that he does not have the double. So that's the Gemara's question. According to Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, fine, I understand why it's only in the singular, Imlo Shachev Vishosach. And if not, Hinaki, you will be innocent as long as nothing happened. Elal, Rabbi Meir, Chinaki mi boile. But according to Rabbi Meir, Chinaki is a lashon of chenek, right? It should say, meaning, with the pashtus, not chinaki, it's that the negative should also be said. If nothing happened, then chinaki, and if something happened, then chinaki, right? It should say, both sides. So, kasha on Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Tanchum, chinaki ksiv. What does that mean? Hinaki ksiv. The Rashi says, Pashtus, that is, when it says Hinaki, Hinaki could also be written with a yud. Hey, yud, nun, kuf, yud. It doesn't say that, and that already alludes to the other tzad, to Hinaki. Hinaki wouldn't have been spelled with a yud. But Hinaki could have, but it wasn't. To darshan from it, that other negative side. According to Rabbi Meir, that you would need it, so it's hinted to here. The Shita L'Nodu L'Mi gives another pshat here. He quotes a couple of pshatim where he discusses, first of all, Ika da'amri de machalfin on hebeches. Maybe it doesn't mean anything without the extra. Certain letters switch. We know with Aramaic and Hebrew. So maybe the hey and the ches switch. It's just a little difference. Right? The difference between chametz and matzah, all the Bali Musar say. It's only a little bit of the right? The manim is the same, and the tzadi is the same. Just the hey and the ches. Just a little bit. So maybe we switch the machlev hey with the ches. V'ika da'amre, and others say, no, that hinaki doesn't only mean be innocent, but hinaki itself could mean chinaki. How? Hinaki gufrech mi nafshech mi lashon v'nixal aris teishev. We had this a couple of days ago when we had the drushes of Shara Niskal. How do we know that Shara Niskal is Asr Bahana? So we say Ubal Hashar Naki. He goes out free, it leaves. He goes out free from all of his possessions. So says the Chidol Dolami, shot number two. That's what Hinaki might mean. You're cleaned out. Your body is cleaned out because the Nesham is going to leave. That could also be. So Velasi doesn't like either of these though. So he likes the third shot that he says, Nira de Bisvarim Shelahem Hayakasuv Chinaki. Vikari Chinaki. They had a Korean exiv. We know we have a couple of Korean exivs in our Mesorah. They go all the way back to Ezra Sofer, and maybe earlier, and that's what it means. Valhachi Darish Travayu Kriv exiv. The Gemara is telling us that there was a Korean exiv, and we learn both the Kri, which is Hinaki is the if nothing happened, and the ksiv, which is the chinaki, is if something happened. And then he says, "Ve'ika d'amre Rashi's pshat midlo ksiv yurach rahei karida beinami chinaki v'lesa." He doesn't like that because of hilchas adiktuk rules that he says. But he quotes four different pshatim. What is the hinaki and the chinaki? Interesting though. Tosfos asks, in any case, on this, and that is, let's say. We go with Rashi's pshat, right? The hinaki and leaves out the yud. As Tosfos though, second half of Tosfos Bishlama, v'yim kein be'inan hein kodem alav. As we discussed yesterday, one of the three or one of the five, depending how you number them, requirements is that the positive always has to be before the negative, right? Hein kodem alav and v'hacha havilav kodem lahein. And here's the opposite: taha im lo shachav ksiv bereisha. Here, what does it say? The explicit one is for sure the one that's first. So what does it say? If you didn't lie with him, and if you didn't stray, so then you will be safe. So isn't that lav kodem lahein? Isn't that the opposite? So answers Tosfos, and this is what we alluded to yesterday. What's the hein, what's the lav really? How do you define that? Do you go by the negative tzad literally of the Tanai, if you didn't do this, or is that called a hain if that's the Tanai that you want? You don't just go by the formulation of what's net, what's not. You go by what you want. So in this is a perfect example. If she didn't lie with him, so then she saved. That's what we want. But that's formulated in the negative. So that's Tosas, Kasha, and Teres. The Kasha is that there's a violation of Lav. That's a Lav Kodem Lahain. Tosas answers, no. The Yesh Lomar, De'im lo shachav, chashiv hain. Shemasha anu rotzim, sheteaseh, chashiv hain. Good. Dumya, De'im yavru. Just like the Torah says, in Parshat Matos, if they cross the Yarden and they fight with their brothers, so then we'll give it to them. That's not only formulated in the positive language, but it's also formulated, that's the side that we want. One answer to that question. Another answer to that question, if you look a little further down in the Tosfos Yishanim, we don't have too many Tosfos Yishanim on Kedushin. We have a little one here between Tosfos Hinaki and Bishlama. V'yava gav tavi lav kodem lahein ha'amrinan mehacha poschin b'schus tchila. What's his answer? You have a different halachic principle that overrides hein kodem lalav. According to the Tosfos Yishanim, this is lav kodem lahein, meaning fundamentally, they argue with Tosfos. And they would say that no, you go by the formulation, not what you would want to occur. But there's another principle here. Whenever you have a capital crime, you always try to start off on the innocent side. Poschin v'schus. And therefore, this is a part of that extra larger lashon. Okay, so this was the discussion of Isha Sota and Rav Meir Chaim Gamliel. Remember Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's beautiful comment when it comes to Isha Sota, where he discusses in Parshas Naso, the question of why is this whole process done? You know, it seems somewhat, the Ramban points out, in Naso, this is the only halachic institution that relies on a miracle. That's pretty unique. Right, where else do we rely on a miracle? Right, we give her this drink, and if it's true what happened, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and she dies. And the Gemara talks about that if wherever her boel is, he also gets punished. It's just not as public. But the question Rabbi Yaakov asks is, we know that one of the sources for Shalom Bayis is by Isha Sota. He doesn't add this in. I'm going to add it into his words. One of the sources for Shalom Bayis is Isha Sota, right? What does the Chazal say? Hashem allows his name to be erased in order to keep the peace between husband and wife. Take Shem Hashem, put it into the water, the name is erased, and she drinks it. So he's mochel on his coven, right? Amazing. That's one of the sources. But this is Shalom Bayis. You see, this is what happens. So Rabbi Yaakov says, if you think about it in a little deeper sense, yes, exactly. Because right now this woman is chashuda in her husband's eyes. He has no idea what happened. He knows that he knew something was going on, so he warned her not to be alone with this man, and then she was alone with this man. How will he ever believe her? How will he ever, you know, come back to the original love that he used to have? He'll always think that she did something. How will they, right, two of them are going to come? I don't believe them. Oh, look, you look, I'm... You know what the only way that it could happen, that they could try to get back to how it was? If, so to speak, Hashem himself comes and testifies that nothing happened. How does Hashem come and testify? If she lives. That's Hashem testifying. That's why Sota is the greatest act of trying to support and strengthen Shalom Bayis. Hashem bechvodu v'atzmo comes and says, she is innocent, go back to your wife and live a wonderful life. Right, that's the message of Isha Sota, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Sheteva ha'adam, right, it's natural. Shem nichnas belibo, eizem in chshan al ishto. The man has any type of suspect. Shuv lo yetzi ha'savik mi libo la'olam. Ela imkein HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyacho, bechvodu v'atzmo, mavtiach lo, sh'amna mi tahora. Comes and says she's tahora. V'yavu bishe b'shar dini ha'tora, kaimolan al pishnei edim yakum davar. And even though usually two edim are enough, that doesn't work for emotions. Doesn't work for feelings. Become akum. Afilum yishma baal mishnei edim. Shlozin se ishto. Adayin lo yamin lagamre. Deneemanis sheedim ugzeres lakasav. Aval rigshe ulachashde habao lo yoelze. Viafilum yavo novi. Viyagin b'shem Hashem shlozin se ishto. Even if a novi comes. Varyonu musuvin lahamin lademan novi. But that's the din. It's still not. Hashem himself has to come. I don't even trust a novi, says of Yaakov. And that's what happens here. That's why we have this dafka mitzvah that where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tells us what the emes is. Ki'ilu kaviyachol ba'atzmo heimer al isha zusha tahorehi v'nimsa she'isod parsha sota eina lahanish es achota. It's not an anti-isha sota halacha. It's about bringing the isha who acted promiscuously. Right? That's the reality. To bring her back to her husband. That's what we allow. Good. And so I ask, what about the man? Why does a man go through the same process? There's a technical problem there, because a man, theoretically, if he's mezana, is not asura l'ishto. Right? It's different. He might have a divorce, or she might be able to demand a divorce, but in terms of the isra l'baila, that's the reason why we don't have a parallel, but the Boel, obviously, the Gemara says, is also Chayim Issa wherever he is. Okay, let's continue. So, next Bishlama that we have in the Gemara. Bishlama, Rabbi Meir, I'm sorry, we're still within the Sota one. Bishlama, Rabbi Meir, Hainu Dechsev Hinaki. So now I understand, according to Rabbi Meir, why it says Hinaki. We just explained it in the four different ways from the Shita Lano Delami. Elo, Rabbi Chanina Begamliel Lamali. So, according to Rabbi Chanina Begamliel, if the Hinaki is alluding to the other Tzad, so then what do you need it for? He doesn't need the other side, right? Rashi explains, this should be a clearer lashon that is written, right? You don't have to say this, hinaki, hinaki, just write a lashon mevurar, write tichye, or something like that. So itzrich, no, this also teaches me something. Sagada da chamina, like we had earlier, im lo shachav ish hinaki, vim shachav lo hinaki, velo hinaki, right? If she didn't do anything, then hinaki. But if she did, then neutral, ela isura ba'alma, she just violated kamash balan. Now kamash balan, she's going to be punished. Period. Ubishlam al Rabbi Meir. Different context. Hainu dechsev. Now we get to the para aduma context. Hainu dechsev according to Rabbi Meir. I understand why it says, Hu yischata bo ba yamashlishi v'yamashvi. The person who is tamemes, who gets sprinkled with the ashes of the para aduma. The May, right, when we discussed para aduma last in this Masechta? Maybe more recently, but I remember the last Mishnah in the previous parak, where we spoke about could you get be Makadish a woman with the Mechatas and the Paras Chatas, right? And the so that was the end of, we brought that up in the last Mishnah, and the Mishnah in Bechoros, the last few lines of the previous parak. So the Gemara's the Psukim say, if the man gets sprinkled on day 3 and day 7, then fine, he becomes Tohar. Hu yischata bo yamashlishi v'yamashvi yitar. V'im lo yischata v'gomer, and if he doesn't, then he's not Tohar. Fine, both studim. El Rabbi Chanina Begamliel Lamali. But according to Rabbi Chanina Begamliel, why do you have to say both Lishonos? Says the Gemara, Itzrich. You need both. Sagadai the Chamina Mitzvahs Hazah Bishlishi Bishvi. Vehecha de Avad Bachad Minayu Avad. You might think, no, the Havamin is only day 3 and 7, but really that's only the Chachila. But the Avad, even if you only sprinkled on one of those days, it still would function as a Tara process. So Kamash Molano, you got to say both. You got to do 3 and 7. If you don't do 3 and 7, nothing. Right? That's the emphasis of the other tzad. The Bnei Yeshua wonders here, what kind of question is this? The Gemara is asking. This is nothing to do with conditions. There's no tanai here. It's just describing a process of a mitzvah. So what is the message here? So it says the Bnei Yeshua, no, it's building on the tanai process. The Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Meir, you could understand why the Torah emphasizes the positive in both stadim, because you have a precedent where the Torah would want to emphasize both sides to make it clear. But according to Rabbi Chanina Begamliel, who, you don't have such a precedent, so just say the positive. You're right, it's out of the world of tanaim, but it's building on the world of tanaim. Amnam lefima shekasafti balavach yasi shapir. The ikar kushya bishlam al Rabbi Meir says the Bnei Yeshua kivanta ashkechad mia b'shum makom shehutzrach lichpol mashma dehechad kafle adiv tvei av hechad alaka ma'isa mikoshkein dehechad the ikar ma'isa de lo alam dibura levat la ma'isa ela hechad kafle mashenkin Rabbi Chanina Begamliel ta al karchach milsa de kfeila lo mahani klal. You see from his laws of time that it doesn't make a difference. He does not require kfeila. Okay, my time, a kafle kan, kain yir elis. The Bnei Yeshua acknowledges that it's not about Tanai, but it is building on the world of Tanai. What was the Havamina here? And the Maskana? The Havamina is that maybe 3 and 7 are only lechadchila, but b'di'eved, you can just have one or the other. Kamashbal, and you need both. What's the svar behind that Havamina Maskana? So maybe, right? We've discussed in the past that you can only have a lechatchila, according to many Rishonim, you can only have a lechatchila and b'dieved when it comes to a mitzvah, not when it comes to a matir. Tosfos Nida Samach Vav. You can, if there's a matir, you have to do it or not do it, going to the mikvah, right? You have to go to the mikvah in a certain way. That's a matir. You can't have a lechatchila way of going to the mikvah and a b'dieved way of going to the mikvah. Either it works or it doesn't work. By a mitzvah, you could do it in a better way and you could do it in a worse way. That's by a mitzvah, but by a mitzvah that's totally a matir, you can't, like, chalitza, the Mishnah describes in Yevamos. Chalitza, it's best to do all the parts of chalitza. The rekika, the kriya, the chalitza itself. But the eved, sometimes I'm safe, if you don't do all of it, it's okay. Mitzvos, there are better and worse, but not matirim. So maybe that's the havamina here in Maskana. The havamina is that maybe this is a mitzvah. It has a matir element, but it also, there's a mitzvah of tahara. And that's why the hazaah that you do, it's best to do both, but kamash you don't have to. Right? We discussed this recently by shchita. Is there a lechatchila to shech both simanim? All the simanim? And b'dieved is rov simanim? Or even lechatchila is rov simanim? You don't have to shech all of them. It also is a question of how you view ruba kakulo. But either way, so do here. Maybe that's the halamita. Kamash b'lo, no, this is a matir. This is part of the matir process of making him tahar. So you need everything. You need both. You need day 3 and day 7. Kamash b'lan, that's ma'akev. Vayter. Once we started to discuss these psukim, so the Gemara brings out the end of those psukim to darshan them. V'hiza hatar latam ebiyam ashli, shiv ebiyam ashvi, lam ali. So what do you have to quote it explicitly again? Itzrich, sakada dechamina, shlishi lemute sheni, shvi lemute shishi. You might have thought that when it says 3, that's to exclude 2, and 7 is to exclude 6. To come and might be made Tara. You might have thought that you can't shorten the days of the Tara process. Right? Tumas Beis needs 7 full days. You can't sprinkle on 3 and 6. Avalhecha da'aved bish, let's go with our girsa. Avalhecha da'aved bishlishi ubishmini. But where, let's say you sprinkled on him on day 3 and day 8. Not 3 and 7 like he was supposed to, 3 and 8. Is that good enough? To come mafish be made tara, where, okay, you have an extra day of tara. What's wrong with that? Aim a shopper dummy. Kamash malan, that doesn't work. Kamash malan, you can't have more than a certain number of days in between the hazos. Right, that's the halakha, right? Day 3 and 7. Says the Gemara, stop there for a minute. What about, let's ask, what about 4 and 8? Does that work? Pashas, that would work. You just started a day late. Forget day 1. It's like 3 and 7. Right? So you did 4 and 8. That wouldn't be, right? Rashi is not good. There's another girsa here that Rashi quotes, and he says, I don't have that. I'm not goris that. Rashi, after Rashi explains the Gemara, he says, Velo goris bereviyu bishmini. I don't have the girsa of that's the havamina. You would have thought 4 and 8. To havadi shaper dami, because that would work. To call Masha Masha Hazar Rishona ain Bakaklum or Bilvachalo Yarbevishla you might be Yamim Shemin Hazala Hazar. You could have days in between three and seven. Vaita, just finishing up. Vechito Bayamashvila Mali, what do you have to have the extra phrase? Itzrich Sakada de Khamina Hani Mili Lakachim Avalichuma Bakana Misagi Kamashmalan. The Havamid is that you would have thought that this only applies to Kudshim, but not for Shruma, right? One would be enough, Kamash Malan, that for any Dover Shebekdusha, one needs this process of day 3 and day 7. Good. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Para, right? I know Hilchas Para. Hilchas Para, all the halachas of Meseches Para are quoted in the Rambam in Hilchas Para Aduma. So the Rambam there, the Kesef Mishnah explained, seems to have had another Girsa in our Gemara, because it seems to be against our Gemara. So he must have had another Girsa. Right, the Rambam there discusses in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Para Aduma, Mishenitma b'meis, v'shoa kama yamin below hazaya. Right, let's say somebody became Tomei Meis, and they waited many days. Meaning, here you burn a base of Mikdash. Mashiach should come today. And we have all waited many days. We've all been Tamei for a long time. Right? Vadai, the last time we were in a cemetery, but probably Kfar is all over the place. We're all Tamei Meis. So, does that ruin the fact that we want to become Tahar? No. However long you waited, when you get the Paraduma, do it. Kishayavo lahazos monem bilfaneinu shlosha yamim, umazin ola bishlishi ubishvi, that's a pasuk in Chumash 3 and 7, v'tovel bashvi umarev shimsho. Go to the mikvah on day 7, after the hazah, and then you wait till nighttime. Done. Then you are tahar. Bamedra mamurim ba'am haaretz shebalahazos shafilo amar hayom shlishi shali einon emon shem hayom nitma lafila nitzarach limnas befanenu. Right. If somebody comes to us, then Usually, we can't. What if he says, "Oh, today's day three"? We don't listen to him. How does he know today's day three? Maybe he's joking. Maybe he just wants to quick the process. Aval chaver shebala hazos mazan alav. Oh, al kelo miyad. If the chaver, if the Talmud Chacham comes and says I was nitzba 3 days ago, then we can do it today. We can trust him. Fine. Then the Rambam says, Misha huza Allah bishlishi, v'lo huza Allah bishvi, v'shoa kama yamim. Right, day 3 and day 12. Tovel b'chol eish sheyirtze, achar hashvi'i, bein bayom, bein balayla. As long as you had hazan day 3, you could go to the mikvah on day 7 or afterwards. U'mazin alav biyom, bein kodem tfila, bein la'achra tfila. Afilu tava b'lel shi'i, olel asiri, mazin alav l'machar, achra netzachama. So it's totally against our Gemara. Right, that you could have a big break in between the two hazos. The Kesef Mishnah explains there must have been Rabbi must have had a different girsa that our maskana must have been his havamina. Right, must have been a different trout. Right, the Ravid here says Eino Kain b'Gemara b'Kiddushin ulaola monashlishi v'shvi v'tovel achar hazav. So the Rabbi must have had a different discussion. We have this discussion a little bit alach alamaisa. Little related discussion. That's what we know. The bedikos that a woman has to do during Shiva Nikiyim, right? Also, there can't be too long of a time period between. We know there's lachanchila, what should be done in the Shulchan Aruch. B'dieved, b'dieved, b'dieved. The Shulchan Aruch says 1 in 7. So what happens if a woman has some type of heter, she did 1 in 7 or whatever, and then she misses day 7? That's a big problem, right? Because there can't be too many days in between that a woman would not do a bedikah. So it's a similar idea here in terms of the hazah. Okay, says the next Mishnah. So now we are, well, the first half is still continuing tonight. First half of the Mishnah. Hamakadish, that's what Yisha va'amar. Kisavra yisishi kohenes. A man gets married. Then all of a sudden the next day, he realizes that she's not a Bas Kohen. I thought she was a Bas Kohen. What, you didn't listen when they read the Ksuba under the Chuppah? Right? But, okay. So, he's what he thought. Vahari hi Levia. Actually, he says Mekadesh. Right, so maybe they only read the Ksuba at the Nisuin. But at the Kiddushin, he didn't focus on it. Vahari hi Levia. Levia, Vahari hi Kohenes. Meaning, in all these cases, he didn't explicitly say anything. It's just what he thought. Right? I thought that she was a Kohenes Levia. Aniyah v'ari Ashira, I thought she was an Aniyah, and really she's an Ashira. Ashira v'ari Aniyah, or the opposite. She has too much money, she has too little money. Hare zumukudeshes v'bnei shelo hitato. In all these cases, the marriage is a marriage. Right? There's dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. Right? You can't just say something. Remember we had back in the Rashbam, we had this quoted in Tosfos on Mem Teslamid Beis. Right? We had the Rashbam quoted in Tosfos says, 3 different categories of dvarim shebelev. If it's totally obvious, a person is making aliyah and he sells his house and he's making aliyah, even if he doesn't make it tonight, then he ends up not making aliyah. So the Gemara says that, you know, it's that could be something that's clearer. Or he gives away all of his money because he doesn't think he has any children. And then his long lost son walks in. So there are certain cases that are clearer. But if a person is getting married, he doesn't say a word, and then he says, "Oh, I thought she was a Bas Kohen." So that's dvarim shebelev, and therefore Tosfos there says that you need to say it. So that's what it says here. Lo hitato, he wasn't tricked. Part 1 of the Mishnah. Now we get to part 2 of the Mishnah, which gets into another Shas topic. Now we blend the Shas topics of Tanaim and Dover Shalo Bala Olam. Right, this is one of the major sugyas right here. Ha'omer le'isha, hari amukudesh li. La'achar she'es gayer. Right, a man says to a woman who they're not really married to because he's non-Jewish. Right? Not to his wife. He says to a man goes over to a woman, non-Jew goes over to a woman and says, you know, I really want to marry you. You're married to me. Here, I'll give you the money now, and I'm going to convert tomorrow. Right? Does that marriage work? Olachar shediskayri, or the opposite. Right? Cases. Right? We don't have cases where, right, there's going to be a conversion based on ishus, which is discussed in Yevamos, whether that's appropriate or not. There has to be a real Kabbalah mitzvah. Let's assume there is a real Kabbalah mitzvah. So what if they try to do the Maisei Kiddushin beforehand? So the Mishnah talks about it. La'achar she'eshtachrer, la'achar she'tishachri, or one of them is a shifcha, or an amma. La'achar she'emos balech. A man gives a woman money, but the woman's married at the time. Harayamukudashili, after your husband dies. I love him very much. I hope he lives to 120. But, you know, I just want to be on the safe side. You know, I want to make sure that you're not taken by anybody else. So, achayamus balech. Ola achay she'tomos achoseich. Or after your sister dies. She's single, but he's married to her sister. So I want to also cover my bases, and you know, Rachmana Litzlan, if a person's wife dies, right, Achos Isha, as we mentioned, as is known, is the only Isser Arayos that it changes after death. All the other Arayos are the same. A man's wife dies, he is still Usser in all of her relatives. Right? The Misa doesn't change anything except for Achos Isha. Based on Din Daraisa, based on Pasuk. Litzror, Bishashin Asos Saros. So, Ola Achos Yachlos Lech Yivmeh, or he goes over to a woman who has to do Yivmeh Chalitza. After Chalitza is done, in all these cases, Eina Mekudeshes. In all these cases, it is considered a Dover, Shalom Bala Olam, the status that does not exist now, and therefore the Kiddushin does not work. We have mentioned often, but we got to mention it again now, because this is one of the sugyas. What exactly is the problem of a Dover Shalom Bala Olam? What's the matter? Okay, we could agree to something based on the future. Right? Why is that problematic? So there are two different suggestions. The Nemuki Yosef and Rabban Tzia, and others. And if you want to see a summary of all of the opinions, if you look in the Minchas Asher in Bereishis, in Pashas Toldos, in Siman Lamed, he quotes all of the poskim on either side of the issue. So again, on one side is the Nemuki Yosef and others who hold it's an issue of Smichas Das. I don't take it seriously if it's not here now. After you convert, okay, come on. Come back to me when you convert. There's an issue of Smichas Das. Or let's say I'm selling you an item that doesn't exist yet. Fruit that didn't grow yet. It's not sincere. There's a lack of smichas das. That's one whole position. There's a Gemara Baba Tzia that sounds that way. That's what the issue is. But the other idea is that no, even if a person is fully, you know, committed, full smichas das, but there's still a problem. Why? You can't do a kinyan if it's not here yet. There's a formal legal problem. If I'm not Jewish, I can't be married to you, even if I'm doing it on condition. If you're still married, I can't be married to you. It's a formal legal issue, even if there's full smichas das. That is, those are the two general suggestions of the Achronim. And why does this come up in Parshas Toldos? Because there's a tshuva of the Rivash and the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh on Toldos and the tshuva of the Rivash discusses, how did Yaakov buy the Bechorah from Esav? Wasn't it a Dover Shalom Ola Olam? There wasn't Avoda yet, there was nothing here yet. Right? How could he buy it? Right? Michra li kayom es Bechorah Schali. And he sold it for a bowl of lentil soup. Right, so how did that work? So that was the questioner of the Rivash. The Rivash in Siman Shin Chav Ches. He quotes the questioner. The questioner quotes the Tur in the name of his father, meaning the Rush. He quotes the Tur in the name of the Rush, who says that really there's a problem. But that's why Esav was made to swear by Yaakov. Yaakov made him take a shvua. Why? Why is a shvua so important? So explains the questioner of the Rivash. That is how the Shvua helped. A Shvua helps, if it's a Dover Shalom Olam, a Shvua can solve the problem. Why should a Shvua solve the problem? We'll get to it in a second. But the Rivash himself hears the words of the questioner and says, I beg to differ, I'm sorry, I think you're wrong. First of all, I never saw this Rush inside that the Tur, his son, is quoting. So I think it's not an authoritative Tur in the name of the Rush. It's nowhere in the Tur, number one. It's not in Hilchis, Dover Shalom Olam. And number two, why should a Shvua make a difference? That's the Rivash. So Rav Asher Weiss then goes through and says, well, I think both of them could be defended. Number one, right, the Rivash didn't have it, but nowadays, we have the Tur Ala Torah. The Tur Ala Torah is mostly the Ramban, right? Most of what the Tur says Ala Torah is based on the Ramban, but once in a while, he has a few new items. This is one of them. The Tur on Chumash quotes his father, the Rash, who says, that's why Yishmael was done. So the Rivash, the questioner, heard about it, or he had some Mesorah about it. He only lived 100 years after the Rush. 150 years after the Rush. So he had this Mesorah. The Rivash didn't believe it, but we have it. We have a Tur in the name of the Rush. The Tur's commentary on Chumash. The Balaturim is part of that. That's the famous part of it. Everybody knows the Balaturim, because that's the part that's printed in the Mikros Gadolos. But that's just the little parparaos, the little extra things that the Tur added on. The Gematrias and the places where it says it elsewhere in Tanakh. But that's the extra. But there's the Tur Ala Torah. It's a separate saver. Number one. And number two explains the Minchas Asher and others. Maybe this issue of whether a Shavua will help or not is goofy related to what the problem is with the Dover Shalom Ala Olam. If the problem is that I don't feel that you're serious about this, so maybe a Shavua could solve that problem. He swears, oh, now I know it's serious. But if the issue is a legal binding issue, that there's nothing here, then doesn't matter. Shavua's not going to help. There's still nothing here. So maybe that's goof for the machlokas. Then he goes through, maybe you don't have to say this, maybe there's another way to explain the machlokas, but that is issues of Dover, Shaloba, Okay, let's continue. Last part of the Mishnah. Man goes over to his friend and says, you know what? You're a great family. Wonderful family. I would love to marry your daughter. You don't have a daughter yet, though. Okay, but you know what? If your wife has a daughter, right? Like Kiddushei Ketana, even more before Ketana, Kiddushei Embryo, right? So that is, they're not married. That's the Davrishal Bala Olam. Ah, what if the woman's pregnant? Does that make a difference? So let's read the parentheses now, but we'll get to it in the Gemara later. If I say Eishes Chaveira Mu'uberes, V'hu Kar Ubra, if it's after the first 3 months, Dvarav Kayamin, that's considered a Davrishal Bala Olam. Wow. V'im Yolda Nekeva Mu'kudeshes. And if she has a Nekeva, Mikudeshes, what does that mean? It said Dvarav Kayamin. So what does it mean, Mikudeshes, then? Maybe that's already hints of the Rambam. The Rambam has a formulation. I'll mention it now because I'm not sure if we'll have time later. The Rambam says, if a man tries to do this case, if it's before Hukar Ubra, which halachically is 3 months, so it doesn't work. If it's afterwards, it works, but he should re-makadesh her after she is born to be machmir. So he is machnas her into a kedushin she'ein bo dofi. That's the lashon. So that's a big discussion. What did that Rama mean? Did it work or did it not work? And if it worked, why should he have to do it again? And if it didn't work, so what does it mean it worked? That's a question. But part of it is probably this girsa here that it says the Rama got it from Dvarav Kayamin, but Mukudeshes, if Yaldan Akeva, does that only mean automatically from beforehand Mukudeshes? Because if it ends up being a man, then nothing to talk about. A boy. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah quoted in Maseches Trumos, Ain Tomim Minat Talush Al Mechubar. You're not allowed to take Truma from Talush on Mechubar. If something is still attached to the ground, it's not Chayiv and Truma yet. So if somebody takes Truma from Talush, from detached, having in mind that it should be for Mechubar, then it's meaningless, because that Truma is still Tevel. V'yamtaram Ain Truma So Truma. It's meaningless. Why? As Rashi explains here, that's not Degancha. Degancha is after you cut it. If it's not degancha, it's not your dagan yet, it's mechubar, then it is meaningless. Boy, minei ravasi mi Rabbi Yochanan, amar peros arugazu tlushim. You peros al aruga, you truma al peros arugazu mechubarim. Peros arugazu mechubarim, you truma al peros arugazu tlushim. If you try to do it in either direction, likishe yitolshu, but you say that extra word, it should kick in when it's cut. But you try to be mafresh now on fruit that are not cut yet. V'nitflashu, and then you cut in mahu. So, does that work? Is that considered a problem of davar shlo bala olam? Omar le, kol she biyado lavka mechusar ma'isa dami. Wow. So, what's the answer? The answer is, Rabbi Yochanan answers, it's not a davar shlo bala olam. Because you right now have the power to do it, that's called the power of biyado. Power of biyado means it's as if it happened already if you have the power to do it right now. Nothing's stopping you from cutting the fruit. And therefore, kol she biyado, lav kemechusar ma'isa dami. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue first. Eisvei, but what about our Mishnah? Ha'omer le'isha re'a mekudeshes li lachas she'ez gayer. Lachas she'ez gayri. Lachas she'ez tachrer. Lachas she'ez tachri. Lachas she'ez balech. Lachas she'ez avazagosech. Lachas she'ez achlas l'yivmech. Eina mekudeshes. All of those don't work. So bishlama kul hu lav biyado. By all of them, they don't work. I understand. When there's a death involved, Hashem's in charge of that. So I understand why they all don't work. El ager havi biyado. But when he says, la'achar, after I convert, after she converts, isn't that biyadam? They could choose to convert. So why shouldn't he use, according to Rabbi Yochanan's principle, that biyado means it's a davar shebala olam. So why in the case of gerus is it not considered a davar shebala olam? Answer, it's not. It's not biyado. Ger nami la biyado. Why? You can't convert yourself. To Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ger tsarek shlosha. Ger needs a bezdin. You need a bezdin there. My time a mishpaksiv bay, because it's compared to din. Kedin. Miyemar dimizdaka gulay hani tlasa. Who said you're going to get a bezdin of three? Who says you're going to get the bezdin? And therefore, it is not considered biyadcha. And that's why it is a problem of a davar shaloba la'olam. A lot to talk about on these two lines, just to mention two or three points. Number one, why wouldn't the Bezdin be interested? Why? If you go over to the Bezdin, they'll convert you. So the Gemara says in three different places, one of them is coming up later. Daf Ayin Amabez in Kiddushin. We'll see it by the Shem in about a week. The Gemara there says, Kashim Geirin Li Yisrael Kazapachas. Geirim caused trouble. Why did Gerim cause trouble? What's the problem? So if you look there in Tosas quotes six pshatim, Right? Tosfos doesn't do that that often. Kashim Geli Dokas Apachas. He quotes. Rashi quotes there. Well, they're not Bakiyan and they don't know everything, and then we might learn from them. Or Kol Yisrael Ravim Zelazen, and then they don't do it. Not just that we'll learn from them, but we're responsible for them. We'll be punished for them. Or others say Kashim Geli Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in 24 places we can't take advantage of Gerim, and you know it's hard. It's hard sometimes to not remind people of their past, the hulu. The most fascinating answer is at the end of Tosas, where he quotes Rabbi Avraham Ger. Fascinating. He quotes Rabbi Avraham Ger, who says, no, you know why it's hard? Because they make us look bad. The opposite type of mentality, right? They make us look bad. Rabbi Avraham Ger, I'm sure, was a great tzaddik. And he says they make us look bad, right? He says, because we look bad, right? Lahavdil, if we might not have so many gerim, but Bali Tshuva, lahavdil, where sometimes about Tshuva we'll have for Shabbos, and all of a sudden, you know, we won't speak Lashon Hara in front of them, you know, when it's just ourselves. Why? Because they're kind of more pure, right, in where they might be up to. But we have to, that's the same type of idea, right? So anyway, but that's maybe why Beis Din will have them, you know, be careful before they, by any of those reasons, before they convert them. There is a machlokas we've shown him in Yevamos. What type of Beis Din of three do you need for Geiris? Do you need smuchin? Do you need the special type of Geirim? Of Beis Din or not? Right, Bizman HaZeh, we accept Geirim. We didn't have smuchin today. So Tosas and Yevamos discusses, well, maybe that's based on the principle of, well, we always need mumchin, but we use the principle of shlichusayhu. Right, that we're acting on as a shlichim of the original Bati Dinim that had smicha. Do you need a bezin of smuchin? That's a machlokas rishonim. Whether you need a bezin of smuchin, Rav Soloveitchik explained. Well, why would you? Why wouldn't you? Well, when do you need smicha? Is smicha, Rav Soloveitchik asked, is that a part of the definition of a dayan? You're not a dayan unless you have smicha. If that's true, then you need smicha for the Beis Din of Geiris, because you need it in front of a Beis Din. Or is smicha part of the definition of a Beis Din of Hora'ah? To give a psak, you need to be a samuch. Here, there's no psak being given. It's what we might call Beis Din Lekiyam Adavar. They're witnessing. They're not deciding, they're witnessing. And therefore, just like Eidim by a wedding, they're not deciding anything, they're just witnessing. And therefore, maybe if smicha is part of the definition of Hora'ah, so then, you would not need smuchin for the Beis Din of Geiris. Again, that's machlokes, but we've shown in the Rash, but the Rambam, Mechulu. Rashi here notes, what do you need the three for? Which part of the Geiris process? We know there are three parts. Mila, Tfila, Hartzos Dam, Kabbalas Mitzvahs. So the Rashi says on top, Lahat Bilo, Ulahodio, Mixas Mitzvahs, Kalas Vachamuros. You need the Beis Din for the Mikvah and for some Kabbalas Mitzvahs. Tosfos says on top, you only need it for Kabbalas Mitzvahs. For the tefillah, you only need one. Wow. Tosfos, Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, right here. How many bate dayanim do you need to witness the tefillah? Okay, a lot more here, but let's continue. Says the Gemara. So, Maskel, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. So again, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? His yesod, whatever is biyadcha is not considered a davar shlo bala olam. If you could do it. So we say, what about Geiris? That's not biyadcha. So, Elameata. Ask the Rabbi Bar Marmol. Alameat, anosim pruta l'shifraso. Man gives a pruta to his shifra. Va'amar, hari amugudesh l'ilachar sh'esh tach rerich. Hachanami davi kiddushin. Right, the Mishnah said that if you're in a state of shifchus, marriage doesn't work. But a man could free his own shifra, so could he be married to his own shifra? That's biyotcha to free her. Gemara says, hachi ashta. No. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that's not true. Hasa me'ikara behema hashadasa cheres. The state of shifra is halachically more different, right, than being a ben chorin Jew than a goy is to a Jew, right? Halachically, amado melech hamar. Rashi explains there's no yichus. Halachically, you're not related, right? A non-Jew, there's family relations in a non-Jew. What's gilui arayos for a non-Jew? Parents and children are related. Once they become Jewish, gershin is gakach shenol adami. But in the world of being a non-Jew, there's ishus. Masha'enkin by Av Avadim. There's no issues at all. That's what we mentioned in the past from the Shemana Tov. There's a focus on family at a Seder, because we're focusing on the fact that we're free, and Avadim, and we have family, and Avadim don't have. So that's an amazing line. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's biyadcha, will agree if there's something totally different world, so then you would say it's still a davar shlo bala olam. And going from a shifcha to a Jew is more of a jump than going from non-Jew to a Jew. So we'll have to get back to that line. That's in a minute, but we will continue. The Tosafot Riyazakin here, if you want to just look, it's on the page. He says, "Kshenishtachara hi birya acheres she'ein la shum dimyon achshav im mashahaisa tchila." Wow, that's pretty amazing. Okay, let's continue. The Tosafot here brought in that there's no yachas, and that's why there's a bigger difference. Ella, let's continue. Ella had Amar Rabbi Oshia Hanosin Pruta LeIshto VaAmalara Harayat Mukadeshes LeLachar Shagashich Einem Gureshes. What if a man says to his wife, "You know what? If things don't work out, but I know I love you so much, I'm going to want to marry you again. So you know what? I'm married to you after I divorce you." Einem Gureshes doesn't work. Why? Hachanayim there Rabbi Yochanan Davi Kedushin. It should work. He could divorce his wife. So why shouldn't that work? So Gemara says, "Nihid biyada lagarsha, biyada lakacha." He could divorce her, bal karcha, but he can't marry her again. That's not up to him. The Rashba says, "What do you mean?" But she agrees to it. Says the Rashba, important yesod: one person's biyado doesn't help to make it biyado of the other person. Just because we say here the woman will agree, but that's not biyadi. That's a yesod gadol. Oh, they agree now, but fundamentally halachically, you know, it's not the same. Viter. Tivsho, the boy Reboshia. Let's try to see if Rabbi Yochanan's right. Hanosein shtei prutos leisha ba'achas. A man gives two prutos to a woman. Amar lo, he says, hiskachili hayom uba'achas. Amar lo, hiskachili la'achar she'agashich. He's not married. Right? Marry me today with this one, and then marry me in a week from now after I divorce you with the next one. Tivsho, you know, the law of kedushin. It shouldn't be kedushin. Should it be Kiddushin? Should we prove that? That was Rav Moshe Yosefek. But what I mean, we just said he can't do it when they're married. So if before marriage, it's going to be any better? So Gemara says, yeah, maybe it would be. Dilma ki hechi de tapsi Kiddushin hasha tapsi nami lachar kain. Right now she's agreeing. So right now it is considered biyado. So maybe it's better. He can't marry her again when he's already married to her because that's impossible. So maybe it's better when he's not married to her yet, because just like Kiddushin A could kick in, Kiddushin B could kick in. Fine. Tani Gavazi Rabbi Yochanan, so let's try to prove Rabbi Yochanan now that again, anything that is biyadcha is not mechuser maisa. Ain't tarim and atala shalom mechubar. Vim tarim, ain't truma so truma. Ketzad, amar peiras arugazu tlushin, yu truma peiras arugazu mechuberes. Peiras arugazu mechuberes, yu truma peiras arugazu tlushin. If you try to take truma from talish or mechubar onto the opposite, lo amar klum. But if you say it should only kick in kishe yitzlashu, so then it will be dvarav kayamin. So you see from there, that's a right to Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara goes even one step further there in the Tosefta. Yes, or okay, in Amar Blazer ben Yaakov, Blazer ben Yaakov. Now finally we have the first shita that says you can be makhle davish lebavolam, forgetting biyatcha. Yes, or okay. Nafilo amar peres arugazu tlushin, you truma peres arugazu mechuberes. Peres arugazu mechuberes, you truma peres arugazu tlushin. Likishe yaviyu shlish. Not when they're detached, but when they grow, they become somewhat ripe. Viyitlushu, veheviyu shlish, venitlushu, dvarav kayamin. So, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, even before they're detached, because he, as we'll see, says, you could be makne, you could recognize, you could be mafresh on a davar shlo bala ola. Omar Rabba, lo Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, ela b'shachas, ava ba'agam lo. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov only meant when it was somewhat edible. Shachas, you could give it to your animals. Agam, if it's totally not ripe yet, so little, no, even he has limits on davar shlo bala ola, says Rabba. Rav Yosef Amar, afilu ba'agam, Rav Yosef says, no, even agam, he goes all the way. Even if it's very, very small, you still would say he says it works. My masha the hayagam lishta debits botzlin lanahu. How do you know the word agam means just starting to grow? Rabbi Lazar, damar kro halakov kaagmon rosho. Agmon is something that bends easily, so it's just starting to grow. Keman azah hadetanya. So Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, I said it earlier. Who is the one? Who is he going like in the following brisa or hadetznan? Homer lechaveiro im yalda ishcha nekeva. So this is the quote from our Mishnah, or you know it says detanya. That's why some say it's not part of the Mishnah. That's why it was only a brisa. Either way, im yalda ishcha nekeva mukudeshes li lo amar klum. V'yomer bichanina. Rabbi Chanina said about that lo shonu ela she'en ishtomu beres abel ishtomu beres dvarav kayamin. Rabbi Chanina says if the wife's pregnant, it works. Kiman. So who is that going according to? Ikaraba. If it's like Rabba, who said before it was limited to shachas. It's got to grow a little bit, kashahukar ubra. He would say it only works if the woman's very pregnant. after hukah urber, just like he said before, it's got to be at least edible to animals. Iker Rav Yosef, avu mishlo hukah urber. Rav Yosef, who says it could even be agam, would say even if lo hukah urbra, as long as she's pregnant, right? As long as it is something. Again, there's an ikah d'amri here, but we'll stop there. I just wanted to add in one more point, and that is the Torah's Roim, Rav Parmanshik. We know it was a Gon Utzum, right? He wrote a couple of Sfarim that we have. He was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He was born in Lel Rishon Shel Pesach in Brisk, and he was close with the Brisker Rav, and he made Aliyah in the 20s. And in 1933, he made Aliyah. Rachmana Litzlan, he died at a very young age, in 1942, at the age of 34. But he has unbelievable, his two Sfarim, Torah Zroim, and his Sefer on Orach Chaim as well, says he writes there in Hilchos Trumos, even though this whole thing works with Truma, that you can be mafrit Truma li kisha yitzlashu, it would not work for Pidyon Meiser Sheni. What happens if you have Meiser Sheni that's still Mechubar and you want to be poded onto money? He says, that wouldn't work, and the Rambam quotes it. Why? So he explains in that Mishnah in Trumos, Shiny Pidyon Meiser Sheni, Iker pidyon hu al etzem hakadusha shel meiser sheni. The even kivan de ein kana dayin kadushas meiser sheni ein lacha chusar meiser gdola mizeh. You know what meiser sheni is like? It would be like the case of the shifcha, where the Gemara says there are some things that are too far apart. You can't consider that. You know, anything related to what you are doing now. When you have fruit that grew already, okay, it's still attached, but it's still fruit. If it's still fruit, then you can imagine that if something's biyadcha, it's considered your fruit that's already semi-detached already. But if it doesn't have kedusha yet, it's mechuber. Kedusha's ma'aser sheni is only after your tole shit. You can't have kedusha before that. So then for sure it doesn't work. It's like a case where the woman's not pregnant yet. There are some cases that are too separate. There's no isha here. There's no kedusha here. And there's no fruit here if it didn't grow at all. Rav Mashenkin, Bafrasha, Shubas and Maestras, the Kfar Yesh Khan Mitzius Pri, Ela Deika Tznai Bafrasha, Shesricha Lios Talosh. So Shapar Amrina, we say Biyado is good enough. But by Maestro Shani, you would need Mamish Kedusha, which you don't have here. So that's an important comment of the Torah's Rhyme. On the Mishnah that we mentioned earlier. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, I said the Bez Hashem tomorrow, there's not going to be a shiur here. We'll put it up from the last cycle tomorrow and Bez Hashem Shabbos. And then we'll pick up with after that as we continue here in the second to last perek in Seder Nashim in Daf Yomi land. Okay, we'll stop here.